Tonight I'm at Freemasons Hall for the Models of Diversity Fashion Show. I'm talking to Angel Sinclair. You are the founder of Models of Diversity. What does it mean to you to be here tonight?
It's very overwhelming, but good, because the reason why I'm doing a show like this is that I want to show the fashion industry that they need to think about their consumers. Everybody deserves to be represented on the runway. As you can see, I've got models of all different shapes and sizes, abilities, disabilities, so that it means a lot to me.
You have the support of the British Fashion Council. Is this your first major show?
My last show I did was in 2011, and it was Curves and Couture. I haven't done a major show like this since, so I wanted to wait for our 14th anniversary, which it is now. And that's why I'm doing another one again.
So happy 14th anniversary. Can you give me a brief outline of the brands you're featuring tonight and why you asked them to be here?
I've got Beckon and Bloom, I've got Liquish, I've got Unhidden, I've got Amore, Highland Kim, House of Flynn. I think that's all of them.
So that's a good rundown. And how receptive is the industry to raising awareness that all people are beautiful?
I think it's got a lot better, but unfortunately last season in February it took a dip back where very little plus size models were used, and it wasn't, and what people were saying, it wasn't as diverse as last year. So there's been a little dip and the models were more skinnier. But once again, this is another reason why I'm doing this show, to show all different shapes and sizes. And I want the consumers to feel represented.
You're absolutely right, because not everybody, well, very few people are as skinny as these models. Very few people are 6 foot. Very few people can sashay down a catwalk. So your show's all about having giving everybody the chance to wear those sorts of clothes. The other thing is that you see clothes on the Paris fashion shows and Milan fashion shows, and you want to see how adaptive they could be to wear yourself.
I mean, for me, it's so important that adaptive wear is shown, because there is a market for it. But unfortunately, once again, you find a lot of the major stores, like a lot of the big department stores, they don't stock them. So once again, there is a market for it. They should be in, adaptive wear should be in the stores, rather than people with disabilities having to buy their clothes online.
Do you think, have you got some of the major store owners here tonight so they can see how adaptive fashion can be?
No, unfortunately we've had a lot of turndowns.
That's such a pity. Now, do you think your show will go to other fashion hubs like Paris or Milan?
I hope so. I hope that from what we're doing here, we will be able to get that type of exposure, and that people will say, do you know what? This works. This is beautiful. This is what inclusivity looks like. And I'm hoping that somebody else will pick up the baton in another country and do the same thing as what we're doing here, because it's all about us working together.
Finally, all your brands are promoting sustainability. Is this something you've actually requested from the brands that are here tonight?
I've requested that all the brands do have that, because it is important once again to have sustainability in fashion and to show it.
Absolutely, we need to protect our planet and we need to protect the people on it.
Exactly.
Angel, thank you for talking to me. Good luck with the show. I'm really looking forward to seeing
thank
it
you.
Have a lovely, lovely evening, and thank you for talking to me for Radio Jack.
Thank you so much for the interview. Lovely having you guys here.